The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I remember childhood as slow, quiet, and lit by an ever-present California sun. I have multiple vivid memories of staring up at trees and staring past the trees at clouds, of picking handfuls of grass and throwing them into the wind, of watching ants and birds, of watching cars glide past and waving at the people inside them. I thought my life was boring, riddled with absence, a never-ending idle afternoon. I dreamt of growing up and getting away from my parents' house in our small town, of going someplace where things happened. Now, I look back at all of that daydreaming as a luxurious freedom, the freedom to get to know the sound of my own thoughts. I suspect that all those afternoons, devoid of structure, devoid of any real purpose, are probably responsible for my becoming a writer, because I was so bored, and because boredom invites the mind to wander, to wonder, to be imprinted by all the little strange and wonderful pieces of the world it happens upon. Is it just me, or does the world feel different now? It seems like long days and interminable weeks have gone extinct. My time, and I suspect yours too, is suddenly spoken for. Even children have places to be, appointments to keep. Shuttling mine from school to sports to music to swim class, I think, wow, all it took was a generation or two for boredom, that wonderful laboratory of the imagination, to be almost completely eradicated. Today's poem is Bored by Margaret Atwood, and it makes me thankful for the days I spent paying attention to all the many small nothings that once made up my life. Bored by Margaret Atwood. All those times I was bored out of my mind, holding the log while he sawed it, holding the string while he measured, boards, distances between things, or pounded stakes into the ground for rows and rows of lettuces and beets, which I then, bored, weeded, or sat in the back of the car, or sat still in boats, sat, while at the prow, stern, wheel, he drove, steered, paddled. It wasn't even boredom. It was looking hard and up close at the small details. Myopia. The worn gunwales, the intricate twill of the seat cover, the acid crumbs of loam, the granular pink rock, its igneous veins, the sea fans of dry moss, the blackish and then the graying bristles on the back of his neck. Sometimes he would whistle. Sometimes I would. The boring rhythm of doing things over and over, carrying the wood, drying the dishes, such minutiae. It's what the animals spend most of their time at, ferrying the sand, grain by grain, from their tunnels, shuffling the leaves in their burrows. He pointed such things out, and I would look at the whorled texture of his square finger, earth under the nail. Why do I remember it as sunnier all the time then, although it more often rained, and more birdsong? I could hardly wait to get the hell out of there to anywhere else. Perhaps, though, boredom is happier. It is for dogs or groundhogs. Now I wouldn't be bored. Now I would know too much. Now I would know. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.